Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Cassio. Cassio, how are you doing today?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So let us know where you live and what you do.
So I'm an online coach. I've been in the fitness industry for the past 15 years. But I've been for the past 9 working online, but mostly because I lived in 7 countries. So mostly of these 9 years been carrying on clients from one country that kept them up, and then they stay under my programming and mentorship. But being around a year and a half around that I'm actually full online and having a website and working towards building a clientele, and you know, so yeah, different pieces. 15 years in the industry, 9 years working online, but not really advertising myself online, and now 1.5 years really going full online.
All right, so let us know, what was the inspiration behind starting this business?
Yeah, for me, it's really straightforward, because you just can reach more people. We can help more people, right? You go from, I have, 100 or 200, maybe if in a big gym, 500 possible people that I work with, to I have unlimited people that I can work with, basically.
Awesome. That's a good thing. So have you ever find any gap in the market that you are trying to fill in?
I mean, I think the biggest gap now with everyone trying to go online is the simple fact that there's a lot of people unqualified that never really coached on the floor. So they're not really have the diplomas or the even like basic certifications to really help people. They just look really good. They look shared. They have a good strategy online. They go online. They make a lot of money. And I know a lot of very, very good coaches that they don't have the same type of strategy, and they make way less money than people with way less knowledge than them. So it's a bit of a complicated market, I believe, for coaches to figure out their niche and how to move forward and navigate the online world, as well as for regular people, for potential clients, to find a good coach and know who is good and who is not.
All right. So because this is a bit complicated process, so can you guide us, like, how do you define your targeted audience?
As a coach, to define a target audience, you got to go by heart. You really got to have, I have a mentor that used to tell me often that you got to have goosebumps on whatever you decide to do. And that's what's going to guide you on the online world, because sometimes you're just not seeing anyone, right? You think about your project, but you are alone in a room. So how, I don't have any feedback. I don't have someone to tell me, oh, this is awesome, this is really good. So I got to have to be connected with my own feelings to be sure that I actually enjoying what I'm doing. I'm not just seeking money. So yeah, the goosebumps feeling is something that I really like, to know that you're in the right path to find the right target audience.
All right. So when you are acquiring new clients and you are helping them as well, so do you ask them for the testimonials as well?
Yeah, I do. So this is, but that's just to create a good, let's say, referral and a background where people can trust you. But it's true that that's things that coaches can lack, because what I'm looking for is to help people. I'm not thinking about that I need to convince someone else to come with me. But as you go online, you got to understand that you're not trying to convince anyone, but you still are. You still need to have some credibility so people can trust you, and then they will be willing to pay for your work, right? So yeah, testimonials are definitely a big one.
All right. So in one of my podcasts, I learned that the main thing to retain your clientele is communication. So communication is a key. So I would like to know, like, how do you acquire the new customers and retain the existing ones while you have to keep a good communication channel as well?
Yeah, it's true. That's a big one. I think people now, they still pay for the online fitness program itself and the nutrition, macro counting, all of that. But I truly believe that people pay much more for the accountability. Because now with AI and all of that, you can find online, you go to ChatGPT, you give your weight, your body fat, etc. You can calculate it for you. Say, now give me a nutrition plan. I'm going to give it to you too. So the accountability is the big one. The way I found it is weekly. So I have different ways to work with people. From the bottom up, we're going to start with like basically a Loom. So I have my weekly check-in document. They fill it up and then I'll send a Loom video between 2 to 5 minutes back, looking at that page and then pinpoint whatever they told me about the week. Try to fix whatever is wrong and then give some advice. That's done. I can also be doing that and every 2 weeks hopping on a call. Or I can basically be hopping on a call every week with my clients when they're really like on the high end of my package, let's say.
Awesome. So what is the way of marketing your business? Are you marketing it on the internet or you are focusing more on the offline marketing?
So I mean, as I say, I have a lot of years and a lot of countries on my back. So I'm a bit of the lucky one. I haven't doing much advertise and I'm pretty much fully booked at the moment. I'm going to have spaces being, as I automated my systems, which is going to be all done on my new website from June. So pretty close next month. So that will be allowing me to market more and have more people jumping on board. But the way I market now is mostly with my own clients. So my previous clients tell the family members or people ask them how they reach such a great results. They have my contact, they contact me back. I also, to say I don't do nothing online on the marketing side, I've been using quite a lot LinkedIn.
So because you are focusing a lot on your clients, so I believe in this case, this will not be feasible for you to acquire new clients in a bulk. So how many clients do you acquire usually in a month?
So the thing is, my clients normally they stay forever with me. All my clients that they now under my coaching, they've been for like anywhere from 1 to almost 6 years. My oldest client is almost 6 years, end of July. So that's the thing. That's the reason why I'm moving. I have a system of 3 months. I call the 3 months full transformation protocol, where you have a few protocols, you have a nutrition protocol, you have a fitness guidance, you have a lot of the supplementation, like tools to reduce stress, to sleep better. And that's within 3 months. And that one would be something that I can really get a book of people to help, because you're basically going to be receiving videos pre-done of myself, explain what you expect from the program, how to approach the program for best results. And then every month you have a new video. So you stay on the, you know, on the mindset of knowing what to do, how to do that thing, because I know already what people have problems to understand and to get done. So I anticipate that with these videos. So this is going to allow me to have as many as I want. But to answer your question, I take one client a month these days just for the sake of keep on moving. But ideally, to keep the quality of my work, I cannot take anyone anymore until end of July, which is when I have 2 people that I know already that they're moving country and stuff, so they prefer to take a break.
All right, so this is something, that's why I was asking you like how many clients you are acquiring every month. So yeah, obviously to maintain the quality, you have to focus on this thing a lot. So as an entrepreneur, I stepped in entrepreneurship in 2016, and at that time I was wearing almost all the hats. I was doing a lot of work, and eventually I started delegating my responsibilities to others. So at this point, how many hats you are wearing in terms of, because you are a founder, so I believe you must be winning a lot of hats.
Yeah, so I basically been doing the whole thing, right? So from finding the client to onboarding to maintaining good qualities on my clients, having all the tools, you know, for booking calls and payment. I've been doing that all by myself. But it's been around 4 months now that I have a crew helping me to build towards a system. and they will be, once the website launched, they will be the ones looking out for my schedule, basically booking my calls and all the stripes and all the lead magnet and the email automated system. So I'll have another, they are a crew of three. So I'll have it, three more people from July. They are right behind my back, but from July, they're going to be actively working with me.
All right. So how do you measure the success part of your business? Because I believe every entrepreneur have different metrics and measurements. So how do you measure your success?
So I'm a bit of, I do a lot of different things. So I have restaurants too on the side. I'm a qualified nutritionist and chef as well as I have my diploma in fitness and science. So I kind of play for this whole thing in the same time. The metrics are different on the physical world, let's say on the restaurant side and fitness online, but they have one common thing, which is, are people coming back to you? Are people talking good stuff about you? So that's how I basically know I'm doing well. I've tested different programs, and then maybe if people say, oh man, that was great. But if they didn't refer anyone to me, and if they didn't want to stay working with me, something was off. You got to be realistic on that. If you're saying every time if you cat on your back, you're not going to be able to evolve on that business. You got to be pretty rough on you sometimes, like think I did something wrong. Or sometimes you just straight on, you can see what you did wrong. Like, I'm not doing that thing anymore. Or sometimes you're going to have to look for a mentor for that. Or you're going to have the metrics, like you were saying. Metrics can be many different tools. Could be just seeing if there's a marketing plan that you did, if you got how many clicks you got on. And first, after the first stage, they click on, but and then there is a video sale. And did they move forward from that? If they didn't, maybe that was a bit off. If they did it, they got to the final stage and there was a questionnaire with too many questions. You're going to judge it based on how many steps, where they actually lost their client.
Hey, y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
All right, makes sense, completely makes sense. So entrepreneurs are meant to face the challenges because every business have different challenges. So can you please share a challenge with us, maybe that you are facing at this point or maybe you have faced at some other point?
I think time is a challenge. And like you say, being able to start delegating in 2016, I think you said, that's a big one. Figure out the time when to start delegating and building a team that you trust. That was a challenge for me. I paid two different agencies before I found these guys. I have basically a website now that I'm entering the Bing in June, end of June, probably, maximum beginning of July. I'm entering this website in the Bing for the new one. So you can see that mistakes were made, money was lost. So my challenge is really the biggest challenge I was facing just before. Like a month before was that. Figured out the right team to be with me on that journey. For the long term, I'm not looking, but that's another thing. People look for quick fix all the time. That guy told me that he can do a cheap website, or they can do that thing. I don't really like him, but you know what? It's cheap. Let's do it. Fix my problem right now. But he's going to come after you afterwards. I truly believe on that. So finding the team that you actually connect with the person itself, and then you connect with the idea of that person, that's a big one for me. And I believe you have found it now.
Yeah, that completely makes sense. So what are your short-term goals in around next 3 to 6 months?
Is to have this 3 month system like fully automated and really helping. We have a goal of 3 months of helping 150 people.
Oh, that's a good goal. And what is the size at this point?
No, it's not launched yet.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do a lot, but I do it on a one-on-one style. Now we're going to go fully automated. Very nice system. Comes with like an ebook with 58 pages, if I'm not mistaken. And everything super well explained with like from the sales video to all the explanation videos. Every month you receive a video. And I'm still behind the app giving you feedback. So if you go there, you do a movement, and then you feel your knee, you put a comment. I felt my left knee while doing squats. Then I can go and comment behind because I receive an email notification on that. And I can go behind and say, look, let's try to reduce the range or try this or try that. I can give you some pieces of advice. So I'm behind it, but it kind of moves along nicely. So that would be the big difference for me is to have this system that I know it works, but I work full on with it right now, moving towards more like a automated one.
All right. So Cassio, what would be your biggest piece of advice for our viewers? And in our viewership, there are entrepreneurs and there are those people as well who are just dreaming to be their own boss.
It's going to sound very easy, but it's not. Is stick with it for long enough, because what happened now is we are in a fast-paced world. Everything changed so fast. Everything is done to change fast. We had Facebook, all right, a lot of things going on. Then you moved to Instagram. So you went from more pictures to more like videos. Now videos became like real, so shorter video, then become TikTok, which is this like thing that you just move all over the place. Sometimes you just don't know what's going on. How do I make these people to stop? So yeah, and then it's very easy for you to take the same approach to your life. You start doing that thing that you're very passionate about, and then 3-6 months after, 1 year after, 1 year is still not long. You just say, you know, it's not working. Let me try something else. And then you're going to go after something else and something else. And you're going to think, I don't succeed. No, you just didn't stick long enough with the first plan that you were passionate about.
That's a beautiful advice, I believe. And that fact as well. So I can relate it with my own experiences as well. But yeah, at this time, we don't have that much time. But like, it looks like all of your advices are relatable with my own experiences. So awesome. Thank you. So
that's good.
Let our viewers know how they can reach you, if you can share your website, social media handles, or whatever you want to.
So I'm not going to guide people to my old website because it's going to be turned off really soon. So I'm going to guide people to the new one, which is called One Life, right?
Awesome.
And onelife.com or you can type coachcassio.com. And again, gonna have to wait a little bit. That's gonna be online in June, July. But you can just go to Instagram at Coach Cassio, LinkedIn Cassio Oliveira. Oliveira is Oliveira, and same for Facebook. So Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn gonna be best place to find me now, and very soon my One Life website.
Awesome, Cassio. So nice of you. Thanks for joining us today. I really enjoyed the conversation. It was a really nice session. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, man.